All right, so the backstory on this chabura is that years ago, Miriam Borenstein, when she was still single, shared this idea by Nechama Leibowitz with the 12-year-old girls, the sixth graders, the bat mitzvah girls, and Hank. And it was a really, really, really powerful idea. And I know somehow it always just got pushed to the bottom of the pile, and I never did it. I don't know why, because I think it's a really, really good topic. And then I had to have the chabura done by Sunday. So on Sunday, I was like, you know what? This is the top of the pile. I'm going to read this Nechama Leibowitz piece inside. And it was really, really, really good. I felt that we had to go with it. So thank God. I'm grateful that that Miriam shared this years ago. So we turn to Pasuk Aleph and Perek Lamed. V'tei Rachel kilo yaldal Yaakov, v'tekane Rachel b'achuta. So Rachel sees that that she doesn't have any children with Yaakov, and she's jealous of her sister. But Tomer el Yaakov, havali banim v'mayim etanochi. So she says, give me sons, or and if not, I'm going to die. So you kind of like sit there and say, okay, well, that's like, you know, we get it. Her sister has four boys already, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and she's got none, and she doesn't seem to have any possibility of having children anytime soon. So is that the right thing to say? Havali banim vim ayim etanochi. I don't know, but that's what she says. So pasuk bet vayichar af Yaakov Rachel vayomer hatachat Elohim anochi asher manami meich pri baten. So Yaakov gets angry, which is also shocking. Gets angry with Rachel and says, hatachat Elohim anochi. Am I in place of God? What do you have for me? So I'm not the one that held you back. Now, Rashi, which is like wild, it's not here on the sources. Rashi says that what he basically says is, what do you want for me? I'm good. I have Leah. And Leah has kids. So what do you want from me? I don't know. This is your problem. So if this is your problem, I don't know, you go daven. Now, it does sound an awfully similar to Elkanah, right? Chana says, oh, I have no kids, it's so bad. And what happens? He's like, but you have me. Aren't I better than 10 sons? Just sounds terrible. And especially if you take a look at the pasuk in between. So this is Chav Tet Lamed. This is going back a little bit. So what does it say? Vayavo gamel Rachel, vayav gamel Rachel mileyah. He loved her. This is his most beloved wife. And he's willing to work 14 years for her, not 7 years. So he gets angry at her? It doesn't make any sense. What's going on? So now, let's just go fast forward a little bit. We'll do a couple more psukim. But Tomer, hinamati bilabo ila. So she gets nothing. He gets angry. She doesn't get anywhere. So she says, this is my maidservant Bilha. Bo ila. I don't know, it sounds a little crude, but, you know, go with her. V'teled al birkai, and you'll give birth by my knees, meaning I will be the surrogate mother. V'banek amanochi mimena, and I will build from her. So it sounds like, from Rachel's perspective, she's almost given up hope. She's not really going to have kids. So she says, if this one has... if this one has kids, the kids will be mine. She's my maid. And in the end, that will be my way of having children. It's also possible that she was going with more of the Sarah method of if Rachel allows Yaakov to have children with yet another co-wife, then that will be a zchus that will put her over the top. Atar bilav etel Yaakov bein. So she says, oh, Hashem has judged me. He's listened to my voice. He's given me a son. And therefore, his name was Dan. She gives birth to yet another child. I've won this battle with my sister. And she names him Naphtali. What battle she wins with her sister, I don't know. Her sister's got four kids that are biologically hers. and she's got two surrogate kids. Doesn't really sound like she won, but she feels like, okay, I'm in a better place. And that those are our psukim. Interesting to note that she does not daven right away. I think what happens is, first she needs children, no luck. She goes to Yaakov, no luck. And then, this is fine, introduce Bilhah into the picture. Okay, Bilhah is part of the picture. And then after that, each of the children's name seems to be some sort of tefillah. But her real tefillah comes when Yosef is born, where she says, Yosef Hashem li ben acher, that God should give me yet another child. And so it does seem a little strange that she actually waits till the end to daven. If you contrast it to Chana, Chana is the exact opposite. What does Chana do? Chana says, it's not going to happen. There's no chance. I am not having children. Elkanah is not going to be able to help me have children. Eli is not going to help me have children. I got to go to the source. It's a great story that Rabbi Fran tells about a mishula, a guy that's trying to marry off his kids from in Israel. And he doesn't have the money. It's not going to happen. So he turns to all of his friends. What am I supposed to do? So his friend says, listen, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go to America, and then you go, probably not to West Hempstead, but you go to the five towns, you go to certain, you know, communities in Florida, and whatever, you'll raise the money for your wedding. So he said, you know what, I'm not going to do that. I'll tell you why. Because everybody does that. He goes, and what happens? All that happens is you're embarrassed, you're knocking on people's doors, it's really, really demeaning, and in the end, it doesn't work anyway. You don't make enough money to make the wedding. So you come back to Israel, broken, and then you dive into Hashem and say, God, listen, I tried. It's not working. Take care of me. And somehow it works. The kids get married. The wedding is paid for. You say, I'm going to skip a step. I'm going to avoid the embarrassment. I'm going to avoid the demeaning process of knocking on people's doors. I'm just going to go straight to God. So that's what Chana does. Seems like Rachel, not so much. But I think we're stuck with one question. And the question is, how could it be that Rachel and Yaakov, who have such a close relationship, they're so beloved, what ends up happening? He says this to her. And there is even, so there is a medrash that says, because he said this to her, he doesn't end up being buried with her. Ironically, what does Rachel want more than anything else? Children. And what does Leah want more than anybody else? Yaakov. Anything else? She wants Yaakov. In death, they finally get it. Why? Leah's buried Maris Machpelah next to Yaakov. So she ends up becoming the wife that permanently or, you know, forever is buried, it lives next to him. And what do we call Rachel?
Mama Rachel.
She's Mama Rachel, right? Mama Rachel's crying for her children, right? I think the phrase probably came before Shweki's song. But that's what it is. It's ironic that it took to death for each of them to get what they really wanted. But how do we understand Yaakov's anger? And how do we understand Rachel's request? So before we take a look at the Mefarshim, anyone have any thoughts on that?
Many times Rachel had come to him on this, like this could have been, you know, day after day, and it's just got frustrated enough, or that he couldn't give her what she wanted, and she could come to him. Or this could have been the first time. I don't know.
Okay, so it's a possibility. Shmuel says, yeah, maybe this is not the first time, and so he's like finally broke at his breaking point. Like, what do you want from me? Like, I don't know. It's not gonna happen.
You said that it's Yaakov sounded similar. Elkanah sounded similar to Yaakov because Yaakov went first. Elkanah's not mad at her.
Correct. It seems to be both of them, what they say seems insensitive. Meaning Rashi's understanding of saying Hatachat Elokim Enochi is, I'm good. What do you want from me? Like, I don't know. Go take care of yourself. I have kids. I have 4 kids already. You have 0. So what do you want from me?
But really, what do they want from them? Like, what are they supposed to do? They don't have that power. And clearly they didn't because they each have children with other wives. So it's like they're to feel like you said, I can't daven for myself to have children. I already have children.
But what did Yitzhak do? That's what she's saying. She said, I left
Yitzhak
that for
behind. They didn't have anybody else. There were no children with Yitzhak. It was just Yitzhak and Rivka. There was no other one. There was nobody else. They're both davening to have a child. Here, what's he supposed to do?
It didn't go on Rachel before until her last child to daven to Hashem. She didn't. That didn't exist in anybody's.
Only when she gets her first kid. When she gets her second kid, she dies.
No, but when she gets the first kid, the kid's already born.
Right, and then she says, "Yosef shalom b'anecher." I'm hoping there's one kid left.
Her prayer came for her last child, not her first child.
Correct.
So I'm saying she didn't daven until she was until the end.
Well, didn't know about Hashem, isn't there about Yiskor? What does it say when Hashem is going to open up her womb? What's the phrase? Is there a Yiskor?
Could be.
Which would have to mean that she cried out.
Well, what does it say about Bnei Yisrael when he heard their tefillah to get out of the train?
Actually, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, "Vayiskor lokim et Rachel zachar la shemasrasi manel achota," that he remembered that she was moser nefesh. She wanted to spare Leia the embarrassment. So he's not.
That's Rashi. I'm sure somebody else says that.
Could be. Okay. Anybody else? All right, so let's take a look at the Ramban. So the Ramban quotes Rashi and Ibn Ezra. Have a libani mamru mefarshim shetit palel alai v'im ayin meitan ochi. I need you to daven for me, and if not, I'm going to die. Lashon Rashi. Shemi shein lo banim chashuv kmeit. If you don't have children, it's like you're dead. Hu medrash rabotenu vani tama. That's what the medrash says. And he says, I'm bothered by this. Im kein lama charab po. Why does Yaakov get angry? And why does he say Tachalukim Anochi? Shomea el Tzadikim Hashem. But what do you mean? God does listen to Tzadikim. Umasha Amar Abba Lo Ayulu Banim Ani Yeshli Banim Mimech Mana Mimeni Lo Mana Lo Mana V'Chiyat Tzadikim Inum Talim Barachirim. And why? All of a sudden, nowhere in Tanakh do Tzadikim daven for other people. V'Hine Eliyahu V'Elisha. Eliyahu and Elisha themselves, he palelu be'ad nashim nachriyot. They davened for women that were, I don't know, nachriyot is not non-Jewish women. They davened for women that they had nothing to do with. They were loosely connected to them, but well, they davened for them. And he's not going to daven for his own wife? V'nira shebishvil zeh tafsu rabotenu amru b'reishis rabba. Avla kodesh baruch hu kachat unimet hamikot. Chayecha shebanecha titim la'mur lefnei bana. So this could be why Bereishis Rabba says that God comes back to him and says, you can answer that way to her? Chayech, I swear by you that your sons are going to have to come in front of her son, right? Meaning they're all going to come before Yosef. But he says, Al derech pshat amra Rachel Yaakov, shiten labanim. But the truth is, says the Ramban, Pasha pshat is, I think, the following, he says. Rachel says to Yaakov, give me sons. Uvemet da'atale morshit palel aleha. That he should daven for her. Aval shit palel la chiten labanim. It's not just daven for me. Daven until God gives me kids. Bim ayin and not chitamit atzma bitzar. And if not, I'm going to die through the agony of your tfilos that are not coming true. So Dibra Shalokahogan, Bikinata Vashvaki Bavato Yitani Yaakov Yilvash Sak Vaper with Palel Ajulabanim Shlotamut Mitsara. So he felt she miscalculated and she thought because he loves me so much, he's gonna put on sackcloth and he's gonna daven and daven and daven for kids for me so that I don't die. So according to the Ramban, what's the problem? The problem is that Yaakov says, that's not how tefillah works. Tefillah doesn't work that you can force God's hand. Sometimes you dive into God and God just says, no, it's not going to happen.
But that's how it happened.
That is how it happens, man, but it's no guarantee. I actually got myself into which I was so not my intent. Sometimes I try to like say things to stir the pot. I gave a really, I thought it was a beautiful drasha. In the main shul, Anias Horalo Nuchama, talking about the widow, the woman that can't have children, or whatever. I gave that like during the summer when there was, you know, Rabbi Kelmer was not, you know, was off, and he asked me to give a drasha, and I spoke about that. I thought it was such a beautiful pshat, such a beautiful drasha and whatever. Someone wrote me a scathing email that you have no idea. There are people, and I took to it. I really took it to heart. Because there are people that are sitting in the seaboard that can't have children, and to say that just like God promises that there will be nechama in the end, so too, they're like, that's for some people, it's never going to happen. So yeah, that.
But you know that means, you know that also means you did a good job. If you pleased everybody, then you did something wrong.
No, if you really tick off someone like that, I don't know. Meaning, like, I gave a drasha once where someone told me, I actually thought it was one of my best drashas. He basically told me the takeaway was that I'm a big Mets fan. And I was like, all right, like, you missed the message. But, like, and okay, there was, like, some feedback on that one. He was listening, right. But, yeah, but this one, whatever. I think there's a certain sensitivity that that people that speak from a public place have to have. So, I don't know, lesson learned. But that's what the Ramban says. He's saying, what do you mean? There's no guarantee. I can daven, and sometimes God is going to say no. So that's a possibility. Let's take a look at the Emek Davar, the Nitziv. So the Nitziv says the following. Nim ayin meita nochi. The isha mivakesh banim pamim hu, mishum mivakesh atanug, the teva isha legadel ulishtasheh banim. Why does someone want children? Two possibilities. Some people want children because there is something special in the nature of women to have the opportunity to raise children. To get, like, enjoy their kids, I don't know, something like that. So that's one possibility. It's another reason why people have kids. Sometimes people have kids because they want to make sure that when they die, there is someone to bury them. All right, you know, I don't know, what is it, in Yiddish? Right. Okay, it's a little bit different, because if you want someone to take care of you in your old age, right, they say have girls, not boys. Right. Yeah, okay, I don't know. But that's a different reason. So this is what the Nitziv says. If the reason you want kids, it's just that you feel good. So if you have a husband that really loves you and showers you with extra love, you could be okay. Meaning, if the whole purpose of children is just everywhere you go, you feel happy and there's someone showering you with attention, it could be that a husband, an attentive husband, might be easier. He's not going to get up in the middle of the night and start screaming. He's not going to be throwing up and whatever. So that's what's going on. What do you want? You just want someone to make you feel good? I'll take care of you. But if it's because you want to make sure that someone's going to bury you, so it doesn't worry, there's no watcha, there's no consolation there. So the Gemara says, if that's what you want, if a person wants someone to take care of them, you know, in old age, and their wife and the person can't give them a child or can't have a child, they could demand a divorce and get their ksuba right there. So that's why Chana swears, if I have a kid, what do I want that kid to be? I'm dedicating him to God. Why? Because I want you to know, Elkanah, that there is not even a hava mina in my mind that the reason I want this child is Bishvil Tanug. I want this child for one simple reason. I want it to serve God. So she gives up on her child. She doesn't get that enjoyment that a parent gets in their children. And The person that dies with children, that is me. That's shchiva. And if you die without children, it's mitza. It's death. There won't be any continuity of the person's name from the kever. But someone that has children, that's why they say you're only sleeping. The children wake it up. It's amazing pshat that the Netziv has of why it says Vaishkav so many times in Tanakh when a person dies. And usually it says that by tzaddikim. Vaishkavim avotav. Why? Because he's not really dead, right? Yaakov inu lo meit. He didn't really die. Why? Because he knows that he's going to, quote, so to speak, be brought back every time something good happens. And that's the idea of wanting someone to take care of them in their old age. So that's what she wanted. She's asking for that. She's saying, I don't need the Tanog Yaakov. You're telling me that you're a great husband. In a chinami, you're a great husband. But I want someone that I won't ever die. And so, Vaishkav, I'm going to be able to, I'll only be sleeping. And someone will take care of me. That's the answer of the Netziv. Radak is a different answer. Radak says, Asher manami meich, hu manami meni, mimeich lo ani. God is the one that held back, not me. And you want me to give you children? If you want children, God is the one holding it back. Daven to him. This is different than the Ramban. The Ramban said that she wanted him to daven, and she felt that if you daven hard enough, it'll come true. I think what the Radak is thinking one step further and saying that she felt that he had the koach to give her children that way. And that sounds a lot, it actually does not sound far off from Rachel's personality, because we said by the trafim, the reason why she took them was it was stuff that would help her somehow see the future and read the fortune. She was, and she wanted the dudaim. She was a little bit into, skulas, maybe, if you will. And that's what she says, havali banim. You are the one that has to give me children. But if she had said, daven for me, staka b'mamara v'lo charapo bo. Then he would have said, of course, that's what I have to do. And he wouldn't have gotten angry. That's the Radak. Okay, so we have Rashi's answer, we have the Ramban's answer, we have the Netziv's answer, we have the Radak's answer. Are we satisfied with any of them? Are we not 100% happy? Do we?
I mean,
alright, not sure. Alright, so let's take a look at the last answer. It's the answer of the Akedas Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak Arama. So he says like this, sorry for the weird letters in the middle, not sure why that's there. V'hinei b'shnei ha'shemot, Isha and Chava, nitba'er sheyesh l'isha shtei tachliot. So in the name of Chava, Chava has two names. Originally, there is Ish and Isha. Right? Adam's not Adam right away, he's Ish. He's the man. And she's Isha, why? Ki me'ish lukach hazot. She is a part of man. And then she, after the sin, she becomes Chava Eim Kol Chai. So he says the reason why she has two names is Sheyesh Li Isha Shtei Tachliot. Woman has two purposes. Ha'echad ma sheyore lav shem Isha ki mishlu kacha. V'kamo tucha lavinu laskil b'divrei seichel v'chasidut. Woman has the ability as Isha to learn, to understand, to do things that have great wisdom and piety. Let's see Yeshes Chayil. You ever read it? Like, and think about what it is? This woman is all over the place. She's out in the gates. She's doing amazing things. I mean, everything possible. If you've ever seen, I don't mean this as a knock on Rambam, the high school, but you know their ad, this is what a Maimonides man is, or I'm sorry, Rambam man is. And it has like all of these character traits. What's an Eishes Chayil? She does all of these things. That's why we start off. Eishes Chayil Mienta. Who can find the woman that has all these traits? But it's crazy, but that's what it is. Okay? That's Isha. And she's supposed to be like man. The same way man is supposed to go out and do good things in the world, woman is supposed to go out and do the same thing. And then the second one is Vasheni Inyan Haholada Vyota Klie Lao Mutpaat El Haleida L'Gidul Banim. The second purpose of woman is she's Chava. She's Haim Kolchai. She's the one that is the Kli that is Mekabel, the children, to raise them. Kasher yore ala Hashem chava im kol chai v'nei tia ha'isha kasher lo teileid minu'a mitachlit ha'katan. Right? Listen to what the Akedah Yitzchak says. It says, and if a woman cannot give birth, minu'a, she's held back mitachlit ha'katan, from the smaller purpose. V'tishayer la hara lo heitiv k'mo isha sher lo yalid. Okay, it's sad. And she's like the man that can't have children. But Ne'amar Aleihem Al Isha Akar VaYisha Akara. A woman is an Akara if she can't have children, but an Isha is an Akar. They're barren. But still, V'natati Lahem V'Veiti V'Chomotai Yad V'Shem Tov Mibanim U'Banot. Yeshaya, the Torah for a fast day. What does he say? And I will give V'Veiti V'Chomotai Yad V'Shem a hand and a name. What is that? Tov Mibanim U'Banot. It's better than children. Kivadai ikar toldotem shel tzadikim masim tovim. The primary thing of a tzaddik is what they do. Al kein chara af Yaakov b'Rachel kasher amrahavali banim im'ayim et anochi. So when she said, "I have no children," he gets angry. If I don't have any children, I'm going to die. So what happens? He gets angry at her. Because he says, you're missing the point. You know, if you think about it, the Lubavitcher Rebbe didn't have children. Okay? It's tragic. You tell me that the Lubavitcher Rebbe didn't have children? He didn't have biological children. But he has 6,500 shluchim that are dedicating their lives, many of them not in Hawaii. Right? I don't know. The one that's stuck in Korea or Vietnam does not exactly have the greatest like placement. They're committed to it. Why? Because ki ikar vata ikar told the tem shel tzadikim masim tovim. So the Akedah Yitzchak says, why does Yaakov get so angry? He says, you still have a purpose. And shehi eina meita lefi tachlit ha-meshutav. It's true, you might not have children, but your main reason, right, the tachlit ha-gadol, your primary purpose on the world is to do what? To make a difference on the world. Says that, I think the Akedah Yitzchak is giving an unbelievable message, and I shared this with Malki, and I said I really believe that the seminaries do a disservice, that they don't put the emphasis on this. Yeah, a lot of girls. And they're not all going to get married at 19 years old. But they spend so much of their time telling the girls, this is what has to happen. You have to get married and blah, blah, blah. That doesn't happen for everyone. Someone told me a crazy story. They got married in their 50s, I think. Something like that. And they said when they were in whatever seminary they were in, their room was always a mess. And the Giveret, that's what they called, the Rabbanit, she would come in and check to make sure the rooms were in a mess. And she said, you know, because your room is such a mess, you'll never get married. And here it is. She's 30 years old. She's 35 years old. She's 40 years old. She goes, the Rabbanit cursed me. Okay, but why? So much emphasis on that. But the Akedah Yitzchak says, that's Tachlit HaKatan. Tachlit HaGadol is that every single person has the capacity to make a difference in the world. That's the message that you should tell everybody. Tell every single girl in seminary. I don't know if you're going to get married at 19 or at 70. or somewhere in between. But you have a purpose in being put on the planet. Go figure that out and go do that. So when I heard this originally, so, you know, Miriam Borenstein, here I was. She was, you know, looking to get married and she couldn't at the time, and she didn't. And this is what she said. She said to the girls, listen, I want you to know, this is the most important thing. Understand that as 12-year-old girls, I have no idea what's going to happen with Tachlit HaKatan. But Tachlit HaGadol, we can put our emphasis and try to figure it out. I don't think that that's limited to women. The same way a man is an akara, if he doesn't have children, a woman is an akara. Okay, every person that's put on the planet, God puts them here for a reason. And the message that Yaakov is giving Rachel is a message I think is applicable to all of us. For whatever reason we're here, go figure it out. Everybody's got to have a purpose here. But for every minute you're here on the planet, you have to make your contributions to the planet. And that is the most important thing. God willing, everybody should be zochet a big family, and they should be zochet a grandchildren, great-grandchildren, the dore doros. But if a person doesn't have that, it's not meta anochi. They can watcha, they can live through their masim tovim. And so that's really what man has to strive for. If man does that, then they are good. All right.